Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network. I'm your host, Catherine Davis. And today, my guest, returning guest, really, is Mahesh Banyamin Bridges, and he is a community leader, an educator, and an entrepreneur. He is famous, actually, for the amazing holistic health fair that takes place every year here in the city. But one of the works that he really has been focused on, and I believe very dear to his heart, is the work that he's doing with young people, youth, children in trouble in our school systems. And he has been working, collaborating and building this effort, and we're going to be talking about this today. I want to say hello and welcome, Mahesh, to Heart of Mind Radio.
Well, thank you, my sister, and thank you for having me on as your guest.
Well, you're very welcome, because I am very much in alignment with the work that you're doing. I agree with what you're doing. I think it's effective, and it's critically important. But maybe we could start at the beginning. And you could refresh our memories, because I know we spoke about the work that you're doing in the school systems up in Mount Vernon and the impact that it's had. So let's start closer to the beginning of what you've been doing and remind people what you've been doing with meditation in the schools.
Yes. Well, meditation program that we've been involved with came through a brother by the name of George Quant. And I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with George, because he's dealt with, doing fundraising for, the radio stations. But basically, him introducing me to the meditation was pretty interesting, because he told me about how he helped out some folks in Alabama, and how things were pretty difficult down there, because the training down, well, the schools down there had really gotten into, especially with the black schools, they had gotten into a really low level of achieving good scores throughout the United States. They were the lowest scores in the country. And being that it was so low, a senator from Alabama got in touch with him and asked him would he be able to help. And he did go down there and trained them with their meditation program. And what ended up happening was that they ended up having a total transformation, because they went from being the lowest scoring school in the United States to being third in the state and first in their county. And
wow,
it was marvelous. But the bottom line was, he was able to stretch out to about 12 different schools. And unfortunately, Alabama is one of the most racist states in the country. So when influential people found out about what was happening, they didn't so much compliment and pat him on the back, but they got rid of him. They got him out of the state, because out of those 12 schools that he dealt with, they were, black schools, and which were, suffering academically. And then he brought the grades up so high that they were angry about it. And they,
wow,
kicked him out of the state. They got him out the state behind that, unfortunately. But the bottom line was, he was very successful with that. And then he also gave that information to our program and showed us how to get started, what to do, and everything. And we had some, tremendous results as well. We were able to help some folks that were really failing in their school grades. And some of them were able to come up from that F average to like a C plus average. Others were able to come up to actually be on the A and B honor roll. We had folks that were athletes. I remember one young lady, she had a really nice inside game where she was telling me in basketball, hitting the jumpers and the layups and all of that. But she just could not hit from the outside. She said it would always find a way of getting on that rim and then falling off, but wouldn't go in the basket. So she said that's one of the reasons why she wanted to see if the meditation could help her. So we went through the program with her, you know, in the class. We were doing this during the summer school session. And at the end of the session, you know, she started meditating on seeing herself, visualizing, seeing herself actually making these shots from the outside. And then she started saying, if I believe it, I can achieve it. She used the affirmation we were using. And eventually what ended up happening was she had the ability to hit just about anywhere from the outside. And I was really proud of her because she followed through. Even though in the beginning it wasn't working out that good for her, but as she kept going along with it, it started getting to a point where, like I said, she could hit from the outside, no problem. So I was really happy to hear that that worked out for her. And there's just so many other testimonies of different students that did well athletically. We had a cheerleader that wanted to be on the cheerleading squad. And basically what happened with her was that she went out for it, but there was a huge amount of young ladies that went out for the cheerleading squad. So they had to get rid of a lot of them. I think the number was about 20 that, you know, they were looking for, and they had something like about 50 of them. So there was like a lot of folks that came out, and they had to get, you know, eliminate the extra, you know, cheerleaders. So it got to the point where she was like saying, wow, I'm probably going to be one of those that are going to be cut loose as well. And then she said, you know what, I want to try this affirmation that I was learning in the meditation and visualizing the fact that I'm going to be on the squad. So she started visualizing it, seeing herself on the squad and, you know, as one of the successful cheerleaders. And, you know, she was, you know, happy about that. And then she was also doing the affirmation again. I know if I can see it and believe it, I will achieve it. If I see it and believe it, I will achieve it. So she kept on doing the affirmation and the visualization with the meditation. And then what ended up happening was the person who was in charge of the cheerleading program at the high school, you know, sat down with her and told her, look, you know, I'm not going to be able to bring you on as a regular cheerleader. She said, really? Oh, wow, really looking forward to this. She said, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to make you the captain of the cheerleaders. The captain of the what? And she was, like, really shocked to hear that she wasn't going to be a regular cheerleader. She was going to be the captain of the cheerleaders. And so, I mean, the power of meditation, visualization, and the affirmations are very powerful. And like I said, it's helped people with their grades. It's helped people get confidence. Because a lot of times, unfortunately, with a lot of our students, they lack the confidence. Either it's because, you know, relatives, friends, enemies, people have told them that they're not going to be able, and even the society as well, you know, unfortunately, you know, many times give that negative imagery of you're not going to be able to make it, and, you know, this, you're not going to amount to too much in life, and this, that, and the other. So then when it comes time for them to try to do well in their school grades and all of that, they already have that baggage, you know, that they're carrying that tells them that they aren't going to be able to achieve this. And therefore, they don't really even consider themselves, you know, wasting their time and trying to get good grades in school because they already, in their mind, feel that that's an impossibility. So what we try to do is get rid of that excess baggage and to get them to see that, no, they are worthy of success. They do have the ability to be successful. And what they need to do is see it and believe it, and they will achieve it.
Excellent. And also you were doing some work with violence in the schools and had some success with that. And that's sort of the direction that we're going to be going with this conversation. So can you tell us about the work that, the success you had with reducing some of the violence in your school?
Yes. Basically, in 2008, we had a big outbreak of murders in Mount Vernon due to five gangs that, you know, seemed like they just came out of nowhere, but I guess they were trying to copy or emulate the gang, you know, violence that they see in the different cities, and they were trying to be copycats. So here we go. We had five different gangs that popped up, and they were all struggling to show which one was going to be the top dog and the best gang in the city of Mount Vernon. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, what ended up happening was that there were a lot of body bags of, you know, our youth, you know, and fighting one another with this gang wars that were going on. And it was really sad to see because, you know, like I said, it was about 18 youth that got killed that first year in 2008. And, you know, what got me involved with it was that, you know, a friend of mine's son, who I knew since he was a little kid, you know, got killed. And when I saw him in that coffin, that was a wake-up call for me because in the beginning, my wife was even saying, yeah, we should get involved. And I was like, yeah, but don't worry about it. It's not going to go past no two or three murders. It's going to stop. But the murders kept on, you know, piling up. And then when my friend's son got killed, that's when it felt like the Lord just had my heart in his hand and was squeezing it, saying, you need to get involved and follow up on this and do your part to put an end to this, you know. And that's when I said, okay, let me get involved. This is my calling card right here. I got to play my part to do something about this. And that's when mm-hmm. I got involved. And like I said, after seeing him in that coffin, that was my wake-up call. So me and my wife, we went to the superintendent. We spoke to him about starting a new program in the schools where we would actually have the community come in and speak to the students about getting out of the gang, stopping the violence, and trying to do something positive with their lives, and getting good grades and go to college, you know, start your own business, do something, but don't, you know, lose your life over foolishness. Like, you know, my gang is better than yours, and I better not see you over here in my turf and all that kind of crazy stuff, you know, that was going on. So basically, we brought in folks. We had folks that came from all over the country. You know, they were youth activists. They were ex-gang bangers. They were entrepreneurs. They were inspirational speakers. They were a host of different people that came and they spoke to these youth. I think one of the most powerful events that we had about five or six mothers who had just lost their children in the gang violence. And this was at Mount Vernon High School. They went and spoke to the audience of students that were there. And they, you know, just told all the students how sad they were about losing their children and that they did not need to hear about anybody in this audience or any other child in Mount Vernon to be added to the list, you know. And they said, it's no joke. This is something that is very real. And all five or six of them got up there, and at the end of their lecture that they gave to the students, they all were crying, you know, showing how much they really were hurt about losing their sons, you know. And when I looked around in the audience, you know, I saw many of the students in the audience were crying as well, you know. So I think that touched a lot of their hearts and made them really get the message that, you know what, we need to stop this. We have gone far enough in killing one another, you know, and this needs to stop now. And after 2 years, you know, of the violence that was there, it finally came down to the point of that third year where there was no violence at all, no more murders. But it took time. And I don't want to give out the wrong message as well and say that I was the only one that was involved. But there was two other community organizations and, of course, the police as well. But I know our organization had a huge impact on, you know, what happened as well.
Excellent. And what is the name of your organization?
Parents for Enhancing Human Values. And we have the Stop the Violence organization, and we also have VAM, which is Visualization, Affirmation, and Meditation. You know, that's what that VAM stands for. And, you know, we've been doing that for the last, this will be our third year in the school doing the meditation as well. And, you know, like I said, we do the Stop the Violence youth conferences. And the other organization that we deal with is Spiritual Unity in the local and world community. And that is an aspect of what we deal with as well in regards to bringing the community together to do prayer and meditation. And, you know, we visualize, we pray, we meditate on seeing an ending of the violence. And that also works as well.
Excellent. And I think that this is really important because there's been a lot of violence historically in the black community in this country. And, you know, starting from slavery and Reconstruction, there's just been a long history of violence. And a lot of that violence, because it's been so deeply ingrained in our experience, has been internalized to some degree. And so there is this problem that we have with young people venting their frustration against each other. We see it happen in families as well. And I believe that we as a culture and as a people have to begin to contend with this from the inside out. And I recognize that the Black Lives Matter movement is very important and standing up against state violence is very important. But also, I think what you're doing is deeply significant because it allows people to internalize what they're doing and how they may be contributing to a violent expression in their own life. And very often, I don't think enough attention is being paid to these issues of internalized violence being expressed within the community in such a way that is detrimental to everyone, not the least the children who are impacted by it. So I'm really very much encouraged by what you're doing, and I'm hoping that it gets repeated, you know, so that people can see what you're doing and replicate it in other communities around the city and the country and the globe, really. It's a problem, I think, that is experienced by many, 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 many communities and cultures. So as it turns out, however, that there's been a new rash of violence that had taken place in Mount Vernon more recently that's caused you to come back and start this effort anew and maybe on a grander scale. Can you tell us a bit about that, what you're doing now?
Yes. Basically, what's happening at this point is that we have had, you know, some youth that have been unfortunately gunned down through gang violence again. And it's not high school youth, thank God, or junior high school, but these are young adults, 21, 25, 27, you know, in that age bracket. And they have been, you know, getting together and staging this violence. About 3 weeks ago, we had a young man that got gunned down at an event that was in Mount Vernon, and, you know, he had gotten shot 3 times. Unfortunately, you know, he had a newborn son, and, you know, we had a rally shortly after that, and, you know, it was really sad to see. Of course, his mother and his sister were crying, and his, you know, girlfriend was there crying and holding the newborn babe that was there, you know, their son. And, you know, it's just so terrible because, you know, even this newborn son, I mean, he's going to grow up without his original father. You know, he might have a stepfather down the line, but right now, you know, the terrible thing about it, he doesn't have his father with him. So these are just some of the side effects of what happens when our children get caught up into this. So right now what we're doing, we're actually doing a community program, not just for Mount Vernon, but we're doing it across the country where we're having a conference call where we're asking people to come and join us to actually do the meditation and the prayer with us. You know, we have every Sunday we meet on the phone at 8 o'clock, and basically what we do, we start off with prayer, and then we go into the meditation. And it's been having a powerful response as well. But I just the other day I got an email from the mayor of Mount Vernon, and he was telling us how there were a few gang members that were actually arrested for the gang violence that has been going on in the community. And he was stating how this should be able to help lessen the violence right now, and that things are starting to really shape up at this point. So I know that the prayer and the visualization and the meditation has an impact on these things. And unfortunately, you know, there's, like you said earlier, there's not enough of us involved. And again, we are asking the community to get involved more so with this program, because in so doing, we can end the violence, not only in Mount Vernon, we can end it in New York City, we can end it in New Jersey and Newark and in Orange and many other locations in Philly and L.A. and Chicago. We can do this, you know, because it works. It literally works, you know, but the bottom line is it comes down to, again, we have to involve ourselves, you know. Too many times one of the big problems we do have in our community is that we sit on the sideline and just complain, you know. Sitting on the sideline and complaining does not, you know, bring about the cure or solution for the violence and the problems we have in our community. We literally need to play our part. And the thing about it is, back in Martin Luther King's time, you had to get out there on the front lines and, you know, sometimes deal with these racist police officers and racist groups that were out there, and you had to march down the street, and they were out on the sidelines, you know, calling you all kind of names and this, that, and the other. And sometimes at the end of the day, you'd end up getting, you know, lynched and all kind of stuff, or shot by police officers. But we're talking about a whole nother situation now where you, in the comfort of your home, could call in and be about just adding your positive energy to the meditation and the prayer and see the total transformation of what you would like to see in your community come about. This is a reality. This is something that can really, really happen. And the only thing that's holding us back is our desire to participate. So my, you know, request to the community at this time is to please do not be a complainer on the sideline about, oh, that's a shame this one got shot, and oh, that's a shame that was my cousin or my son, and then we don't follow up and do anything about it. Complaining and continually complaining on the sidelines do not change or transform anything. So my request to people at this point is to please get involved and to, you know, call into the conference call and to truly help us bring about the needed change that we all truly want to see in our community.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to give that information out on the conference call, or do you want people to email you? How would you like to get people engaged in this process?
Well, you know, what I could do is, I don't have a problem giving out the conference call number. So for those folks that would be interested in getting involved with it, we would highly appreciate it, and I could give you the number now.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the conference call number and the PIN number for, again, this is on every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Again, this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. This Sunday, actually, we're going to be having a bishop. Bishop Kennedy will be there to initiate the prayer. And this is a universal opportunity. It's not a situation where you have to be from any one particular religion. You could, you know, be Muslim, Christian, Hebrew, Israelite, indigenous, African, you know, religion. The bottom line is we're going to come together in prayer and in meditation, and we're going to see about bringing about the healing of our community. But again, the number where you could call in is this, 914, the conference call number is, 605-475-4700. That's 605-475-4700. And the PIN number, after you make that call, is 484-092-POUND. 484-092-POUND.
And it's on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m.
Sunday evening at 8 p.m. That's when we're going to be having the call. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And if does this event have like a specific name or how people would refer to it?
Well, it's, you know, dealing with our spiritual unity in the community organization, and basically, okay, you know, we're trying to really, like I said, get that unity going, because once we, I mean, it's starting to build, because we're getting more and more people. We have people calling in from California, from Chicago, from Philly, from New Jersey, and, you know, I'm really, you know, very thankful to see that the numbers of people are starting to grow within this process, but mm-hmm. we just need more people to join into the movement, because just like things are improving here in Mount Vernon, I'm not living in L.A. or in Chicago or Detroit or any of those other places, so I can't, you know, tell you the results right now of the impact that's happening there. But we're going to start to monitor the different cities, and so that we can start to see what's happening. But I do know in Mount Vernon, we are seeing a change. Things are improving, and I know that a part of that change is coming about through the prayer and the meditation. And I know it can happen in New York City as well, all five boroughs. I know we can bring an end to the violence right here. Because one of the things that we have to realize is that the power of God's mercy and grace and loving kindness is so strong and so powerful. We're talking about the God that created this planet, the God that created us, the God that created the universe. Is he not able to bring about the change that's needed if we ask him to please come forth and bring forth the healing of our community? The answer to that question is yes, he is. And yes, he has done it, and he'll do it again. So we mm-hmm. just need to get involved and play our part in being a part of making this happen.
And I also see the power in this from the perspective of the, you know, the energy. People really, what you put out very often is what comes back. And the vibration in which everyone is living changes when people take responsibility for that kind of environment. It's like when you go into a church service or go into a meditation hall, there's a vibration there that uplifts everyone. And what we want to do is to try to bring this into play in our everyday lives in the communities in which we live. And you're correct. It's very possible that that we can do this. So I want to thank you for really bringing this forward. What I'd like for you to do, what I would like to do, is to offer our listeners a bit of this process of the meditation, and maybe everyone who's listening, no matter who they are, whatever culture, color, religious affiliation, we could all bring to get ourselves together to work towards this positive change. And so perhaps you could lead us in a meditation of sorts.
Yeah, that would be no problem at all. What I would say to all the listeners right now is just at this time, just focus on the sound of my voice and find a comfortable chair or someplace to sit down so that you could feel comfortable in doing a meditation. And right now what I would like you to do is close your eyes. And again, just situate yourself in that comfortable seating position and try to find a quiet area where you won't be disturbed. All right? And being that we're looking at doing that, let's get started. We're going to do three deep breaths first. And after we do the three deep breaths, then we're going to go right into the meditation. All right? Okay, so let's get started with the three deep breaths now. So here we go. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and relaxation. Breathe out. All stress, anxiety, tension, let it go. Breathe in deep again. All peace, calm, and relaxation. Breathe out. All stress, anxiety, tension, let it go. Last one, breathe in deep. All peace, calm, relaxation. Breathe out. All stress, anxiety, tension, let it go, let it go, let it go. All right, you should feel a lot more calmer at this point. And the reason why we do the breath is because it helps us to calm the body and the mind, and therefore, in doing so, it allows us to have a lot more stronger focal point and being able to be more concentrated on being able to do the meditation. Okay, so what I want you all to see right now is a bright light above your head. And that light is the light of total relaxation and calm, all right? See that light penetrating into your mind, filling every cell in your mind with total relaxation and calm, all right? Allow your mind to be filled with this light of total relaxation and also see it traveling past your mind, through your face, your jaws, all the way down to your neck and shoulders. See that spirit of relaxation and that light of relaxation traveling down your arms, down to your elbows, from your elbows through to your wrist, from your wrist into your fingers and your hands. Now, see that light of total relaxation and calm coming back to the base of your neck and traveling down simultaneously through your chest and through your back, your shoulder blades, and down your back, and from your chest to your abdomen, all the way down to your waistline, from your waistline into your thighs, to your knees, all the way down into your calves and shins, all the way into your ankles, from your ankles into your feet and your toes. So right now, you should feel totally relaxed from the crown of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet. Just feel a spirit of total inner peace, calm and relaxation. All right, right now, what I would like you to do, again, is focus on the sound of my voice, and I want you to visualize a spirit of total calm, and also I want you to see right now, visualize and see your heart opening up and allowing a light of love, the pure love of God to come forth from your heart and to move forth into the house that you live, filling your whole house with the pure love of God and allowing any problems that may exist there to be totally filled with that energy of love. And even with ourselves, from the crown of our heads to the bottom of our feet, feel the pure love of God flowing through our whole entire being. All right? Now see not only your house and all those that live therein being filled with that spirit of total love and kindness of God, but also see that pure love of God going into the different communities, especially those communities where we see and have troubled areas where the gangs have conflicts, where drug dealing occurs, and even in the households that we have mentioned, where there may be domestic violence or problems, just see all of that coming to an end, because we're going to see in every person in those boroughs, in those communities, we're going to see the pure love of God filling their minds, filling their hearts, filling their whole entire being. We're also going to see that total inner peace where once the thought of violence, once the thought of anger, once the thought of revenge may have filled one's mind, once the thought of racism may even fill one's heart, we see that ice-cold heart being melted in all of those negative feelings just melting away, and the pure love of God just releasing all of that negative energy and just melting it away into nothing. And it's being replaced with the pure loving kindness of God's eternal light. All right. Now see that light just traveling through all the boroughs and everyone feeling that divine light of pure love, joy, and happiness.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. We're speaking with Mahesh Benjamin Bridges, and he is representing the spiritual unity in the community healing prayer and meditation event that's taking place on the phone every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. The conference call number 605-475-4700 and the PIN 484092#. We'll put this on our website page at prn.fm as well, so people can check back later to get the information. And Mahesh, if anybody wanted to make contact with you, is there another way for people to connect if they have questions or want to get involved in their own communities to sort of expand the work that you're doing?
Yes, by all means. They could call me at this number, 914-979-6372. Again, that's 914-979-6372. And again, Kathy, I really just want to thank you for allowing us to share this information with the community here. And I just hope that there are those that do want to get off the sidelines and get involved, because this is the time for this movement to come into full effect. And with your participation and help, we can make this a reality.
Excellent. So thank you very much for joining me today. And I want to just reach out to all of you who are tuned in. Connect with this work if you are so inspired. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to take a break and listen to a few station announcements. So please do stay tuned. And bye for now, Mahesh. Thank you.
And thank you again. Peace and blessings.
This is PRN, the comprehensive news source for the world's progressive community. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, I'm Allison Rose Levy, the host of Connect the Dots. We're with you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. On Connect the Dots, I connect the dots between your personal health and your total health environment with a whole group of experts, advocates, activists, and wise people that connect the dots between what goes on in our total world and how it affects health. Be with us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for Connect the Dots. Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Love, lust, and laughter. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Wiley, a board-certified sex therapist and a marriage and family therapist. Guests, colleagues, authors are interviewed, and we sometimes dispense advice to create a format that is both informative and entertaining. If you can't listen live, go to the archives and even rate the show on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope that you are coming with us.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and you can listen to this program every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Heart of Mind Radio is about consciousness, spirituality, and health, primarily. But we're also taking a look at the bigger picture of who we are as beings and coming to an understanding of how we can expand that into our world so that we can have better access, better control, and really reach a point of being able to manifest the world in ways that will really enhance our lives, that will make a difference in terms of who we truly are, so that we can live a life that is reflecting that rather than being so entrapped, perhaps, in the construct of the third dimension, the construct of politics, the construct of the outer world that in many ways is set up to, I would say exploit, but basically we tap into it, we put our energy into it, and our energy is being used for purposes other than we would want to direct. And so simply it becomes a matter of unplugging energetically from the systems of control so that we can begin to feed and have our energy be more used for our own self-nourishment, for our own healing, for our own capacity to manifest our life, our creativity, our engagement in the world, and our relationships. And when we have that energy, when we have access to it as our own personal resource, that's really when we can begin to transform our lives and uplift and create and do the things that we need and want to do in the world. And that's really certainly the path that I have chosen, one in which I am really focused on and guided on a soul level to create an environment of peace for myself. This is what I enjoy most, having a peaceful existence, having a peaceful environment around me, having peaceful relationships. And of course, at the foundation of peace is a loving expression, but love in our world can be expressed in many distorted ways. And I find that when we align ourselves and ground into a state of peaceful existence, then things begin to transform around us, and what we engage in begins to reflect back that sense of peace and love that we are holding within our own body. But how do we do that? How do we keep our inner realm, our inner world, safe, protected, peaceful, calm, and so that we can move through the world without that nervousness or without the anxiety? And one of the ways to do that is to really form a solid foundation with the energies of our world, the energies of cosmos, the energies of our soul, the energy of our spirit, and that we are not, our foundation is not the physical world. Our foundation is rather the truth of our sacred being. And that's really, for me, the path that I advocate. I wanted to also share with all of you my upcoming schedule. Next week, Wednesday, what will be the day, looking at the calendar, Wednesday the 19th, we're going to have our meeting of spiritual support group. And in this group, we do this. We do ceremony. We build a foundation. We set our affirmations. And we build the basic internal structural focus so that we can move forward in a positive and healthy way in our lives. But then we also have the time to talk with each other and air out some of the challenges we might be facing throughout our lives or in the weeks around. You know, the holidays coming up brings in a lot of anxiety for people. So we work through some of these issues. We do meditation and maybe some stretching, whatever is required to really get that energy out, that toxicity out of our systems, so that we can plant the seed that will grow, blossom into the fullness of the beings that we choose to be, not the beings that we become as a result of intense stress and complications. So for those of you who are interested in participating in the Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group, it is in Brooklyn, conveniently located on Bond Street near Atlantic Avenue. But for details, I would say send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You could also call and ask if you have any questions or if you want to reserve, make sure there's space for you there. The number is 347-480-1694. 347-480-1694. And moving beyond that, starting on Saturday, October 29th, I'll be offering a free introductory class. It's an introduction to a series that I am offering coming through November. But the first class is absolutely free. It's Saturday, October 29th from 3 to 4 p.m. And it's going to be at Studio Maya, and that's 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn, between Flatbush and Vanderbilt Avenue on Bergen Street. And the series itself, which goes from the 5th to the 26th of November, will cover quite a number of really key technologies for healing and moving the energy through our bodies. And it includes learning to relax into the Qigong form with grace and ease. We will do different techniques and exercises which help to anchor us into the earth and connect with cosmic flow. You'll learn how to hold and move energy through your body. Deep tissue relaxation. We're also going to do self-applied massage and acupressure so you can work with specific troubled spots, standing and moving meditation, and specific techniques. We're going to do jade body technique, which is about awakening the spine, what some people refer to as Kundalini. We have turtle longevity techniques, which really build strength and flexibility into the body, and remedy routines, including the bone marrow washing technique, which is also to cleanse and heal the immune system, so the energy that flows through your body will be effective, a liver cleansing technique. And we're also going to be doing, in the last class, trance dance, Qigong trance dance with music, and that's when you really get into that state of shamanic alignment with the fullness of yourself, of your being. So for those of you who are interested, that's available coming up, and you can connect by going to my website, qigongonline.net, Qigongonline, Qigong is spelled with a Q. Qigongonline.net, and you'll be able to register right online. And it's really quite reasonable for those of you who want to register. It's only $65 for the whole series, or you can do it individually at $20 per class. So that's reasonable. But the first class is absolutely free, and you're actually going to get a lot of information, get an introduction, see if it's something that you want to engage in. So it's a... it's really quantum Qigong, and it's a mind-body healing series at Studio Maya. I'll be teaching that, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with my background, I would say that I have 20-plus years as experience as a Qigong teacher and energy healer. I'm certified by the Aragon College of Oriental Medicine. I've traveled extensively in mainland China, studied with many Qigong Taoist masters, so I feel confident that I have something significant that I can share with you that will be able to enhance your life, your well-being, and your ability to live yourself, your life to the fullest. So I hope that you will take advantage of one of these opportunities. The spiritual support group is by donation. So you can just drop in a donation, suggested $20 because we're paying for the space, but no one has ever turned away from the spiritual support group. So no matter what your means, you are welcome to participate on Wednesday the 19th, and it's from 7:15 to 9:15 p.m. And the free Qigong class is coming up on October 29th, the last Saturday of this month, from 3 to 4:30 p.m., You can get this information by connecting with me through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can call 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. That is my private line. My message line, and I'll be able to get that message and get back to you with whatever your question may be so that I can help you with those questions. And I just want to say that really it's important for us to really look at our lives and begin to acknowledge that the time of now is now. It's an easy habit to wait for the right time and motivation to do what we are called to do. And while there's no judgment and the divinity is infinitely patient, this waiting causes discord in our own human spirit. And so really the time to make change, the time to make a decision, the time to engage in your life is now. And you're certainly welcome to engage as through the opportunities provided on this program, or to find your own inspiration. But get up off the couch, pick up the phone, get out to a class, engage with a group, and live your life now. I want to thank you for joining me. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. Check out the website, prn.fm, Heart of Mind Radio, for all the details we're offering today, and stay tuned for more great programming. Take care for now.